When it comes to our food, the message is pretty clear. Avoid chemicals, hormones, genetically altered foods, and go organic when at all possible. For years, I've interviewed experts that have reiterated, you are what you eat. But did you know you're also what you put on your skin? Some cosmetics and skincare products can contain chemicals that may lead to infertility, arthritis, cancer, and in some cases, even death. The Environmental Working Group has compiled a list of verified products that you can feel safe putting on your body. The next segment is really going to get under your skin, and it all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is Deputy Director of Research for the Environmental Working Group. She shared important information on the exposure to toxic chemicals on CNN, Time Magazine, Yahoo News, and Huffington Post. In 2009, she was named a Green Game Changer by O Magazine. The Environmental Working Group has just launched a program called EWG Verified, which allows consumers to find skincare products that meet stringent ingredient and transparency requirements. Welcome to the show, Nika Leiba.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, interesting topic. You know, people understand that what we drink, what we eat, it gets into our systems. But not everybody realizes that what we put on our skin can also do that. What do we need to know about cosmetics and skincare products?
I think it's exactly as you said. Most people realize that if you directly ingest something, it gets into your body. That is very intuitive. But we have to realize that our skin is our largest organ. The skin is porous to some degree, and chemicals are really small. And I don't mean to make that sound trivial or trivialize it in any way, but if you think of the size of most of these chemical elements or chemical structures, they get into our skins relatively easily. Some of them do.
Right.
So scientists have done tests on blood, urine, breast milk, and they have found chemicals from personal care products or personal care product chemicals in the human body.
Wow. You know, I read a disturbing statistic on your website. It said the European Union has banned or restricted over 1,000 ingredients from use in personal care products compared to the U.S., which has only red-flagged 11 chemicals. Share with us why there's such leniency here in our country.
Yeah, that's a great statistic. The truth of the matter, the basic truth of the matter, is that cosmetics and personal care products are woefully underregulated in the U.S. The FDA is the agency that governs personal care products, and they have not been given the authority by congressional action to do things like make sure companies do safety testing on their ingredients before they use it, or the FDA can't even recall products that have proven to be harmful. They just have no authority. So what we really need is for the law governing personal care products to be strengthened. That law hasn't been updated since the 1930s, which I find shocking, because so much has changed since the 1930s. And obviously in Europe, they've kept more up to date. You know, they've done more scientific assessments of these ingredients, and as you mentioned, they have found it necessary to ban or restrict more than 1,000 ingredients, and we are just lagging so far behind, which is unfortunate for the users of these products, which is all of us, because when we say cosmetics, a lot of people think of makeup, but it's anything that you put on your skin, so lotions, soap, perfumes surely fall under that, deodorant falls under that. Anything that you rub on your skin will fall into that category. So it's a category that is that affects all of us.
Right. Now, you do mention, you know, I read eyeliners, lipsticks, lip glosses, lotions, moisturizers to shampoos and soaps is all part of this. But I would imagine if all these, and correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't lipstick have to undergo the most stringent testing because it's inevitable you're going to swallow the ingredients?
Well, no. So that would make sense, right?
Right.
But the way the laws are the way the regulation works for personal care products is that companies do not they're not mandated to do safety testing on any of their ingredients or products.
That's
Surely
awful.
Some do, but they're not mandated to do that. And so as a consumer, you don't know if they are. So things like lipstick, which you are inevitably eating,
right.
and that's just how it works, or eyeliner, which you are putting right by that mucous membrane, or more intimate products that fall under this category. None of them are required. None of the ingredients in these products are required to be tested.
Well, so it's voluntary. So the companies can do it and then brag about it, but it's not somebody behind their shoulder saying, hey, where's your proof?
Exactly. And while they can do it and brag about it, most often they don't. They don't make that information public. And possibly it's because they're not doing it. It's hard to tell. But the law is so broken that good manufacturing practices, which just govern, you know, how you make products, the cleanliness of your lab, the fact that you're keeping good records, things that you would find that any good business should be doing, good manufacturing practices are only recommended by the FDA. They can't even mandate that you have a clean lab to make your products in.
Wow. Sounds like somebody could just make makeup in their garage and sell it.
And they do. And they do.
Yeah, that's a shocker. And I did read that EWG-verified products undergo vigorous criteria before being accepted. Share with us, what are some of the stringent criteria that takes place before getting approved with the seal of approval from you guys?
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to pivot by saying that this is one of the reasons with why we came up with the EWG-verified program. EWG has been working on the safety or the hazards associated with personal care products for years through our Skin Deep database. But we wanted to take it one step further. In Skin Deep, we look at the ingredients on the label, and that can tell us a lot. But with Verified, we wanted, again, to take it one step further. So the products must score green in Skin Deep. That's the basis. But then the other criteria are they can't contain any ingredients on our unacceptable list, which are lists compiled from national and international regulations and health authorities.
Right.
They have to disclose all of their ingredients. So there is one loophole in the law right now is that companies can use terms like fragrance. And most consumers think fragrance is an ingredient, but fragrance is actually an umbrella term that can encompass any number of almost 3,000 ingredients. And so you will never know what's under that umbrella, and how can you make an educated decision if you don't know what's in your product? So under EWG Verified, we mandate that products have to fully disclose all of their ingredients. They have to follow good manufacturing practices, and on and on. So we have ensured that all of the processes that they use in Europe and other countries that we think are stringent, we've compiled them all into this very, very stringent standard.
Yeah. And you bring up the fragrance. Another thing that they use is the word proprietary, or they'll make up a fake name for an ingredient like Search did with Retsin. They just made that name now with Retsin. How can consumers learn, you know, what's in these proprietary, and are they releasing them to you since they're so secret?
Well, you can't use proprietary ingredients in our EWG Verified program. You
so have to
be fully
them.
Transparent to the being transparent to EWG is great, but our mission is to educate consumers about the products they're using, and so that they can make good choices. And in order to make good choices, you have to have all of the information. So it's very important to us that companies are fully disclosing all of their information on their label
and
their website.
So if somebody wants to continue using a product that's their favorite product, they don't see it on the verified list, can they call the company and demand ingredient disclosure or say, hey, you know, don't tell me, tell EWG, which is going to keep it secret? Because you're obviously sworn to confidentiality, right?
Well, absolutely. They and that's what we would like. We would like consumers to reach out to their favorite company, their favorite brand, and encourage them, especially if it's a company that already scores green in our database, in Skin Deep, you know, reach out to them and encourage them to be part of the verified program, because then they're on a level that it meets EWG's highest standard. And so it should meet your highest standard as well. And we've had really good success with the program since it launched about a year ago, we have more than 800 products that have been verified now.
Great.
And so products are starting to show up in store shelves and definitely online. And you can see them all on our Skin Deep website, which is just ewg.org/skindeep. So more and more products are being verified as the interest grows.
That's great. Now, I know there's a huge list of questionable chemicals used to make skin products, and a couple of them out there. Toluene, which is used to make gasoline, paints, varnishes, and shoe polish, can cause reproductive, developmental, and respiratory issues. I see formaldehyde-releasing preservatives and methylene chloride, which has been linked to cancer. The list goes on and on and on. So in the past, to really be informed, we had to get a PhD in chemistry, but now we can just use your new verified program database for answers.
Yeah, and I love that you said that. What I like to say is that we've done all the research for you. We have PhD chemists and toxicologists on staff.
Right.
So we've done all of that research for you. We've checked out what those names are. Most of those names the average person can't pronounce because they're rife with numbers and multisyllabic Spanish, you know. So they're chemistry ease. You know, so we've deciphered what they are. We've gone out and figured out if they're associated with negative health impacts. We've put it all into this really user-friendly format, which is Skin Deep. Then, on top of that, we've taken it one step further and required companies to give us information that you should already know. It should be things that they're already making known, but it's not because of our regulation. And that's the EWG Verified program.
Got it. I know we had Olivia Newton-John on the show once, and she talked about how if a product is pure white, it can't be from 100% natural ingredients because nothing in nature is pure white like that. From your experience, is that true? Because I know there's a lot of unnatural chemicals used and so forth, which people don't really care about. But when you're looking at pure natural, is that everything's going to have a little off color to it, isn't it?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I am not 100% certain. There are so many new formulas and new chemicals that are being developed or found in case of naturals that I can't really speak to the fact that if it's pure white, it's not natural. But I would venture to say just because it's 100% natural doesn't mean that it's safe or healthy for you either. So I would push people away from that thought, because when you think of poison ivy, for example, poison ivy is 100% natural, yet if you rub it on your skin, you won't be happy about it.
That's true.
And
good point.
There are other natural ingredients that will have similar effects. Some of the naturals are potent allergens, and that's because they're coming from plants, and plants have allergens in them to detract animals from eating them. So it's not really about natural versus synthetic. You have good naturals, bad naturals, good synthetics, bad synthetics. So I wish it was that easy, but at the end of the day, whether it's natural, 100% natural, or semi-natural, or 100% synthetic, you need a resource like Skin Deep or EWG Verified to cut through that noise and just tell you at the end of the day if it meets EWG standards.
Yeah, what have you found like with colored makeup, mascara, lipstick, when they're adding coloring and dyes? Do you have to really pay particular attention to those? I would imagine that would not be great inside our body, something that dyes different things' colors.
Yeah, and there are a number of synthetic dyes and colors that are not. And in those cases, in some cases, in some of the better products, because EWG Verified does have colored makeup, because there are natural colors. Colors derived from natural ingredients like dehydrated rosebud, for example, that could potentially be a color. You know, I'm not a formulator, so I can't go into exactly what would make the best red, but there are natural colors that are better. So again, I wish it was as easy as saying stay away from certain colors.
Right. But you look at all this, and that's part of your whole verification. You brought up a good point. You said the word allergies, and I would imagine people have to play Russian roulette hoping they're not going to have a reaction to some of these hidden ingredients they put on their face because they can't read them. They don't know
Absolutely.
If they're in the product.
Absolutely. And that's part of the problem with fragrance, because fragrance, like I said, hides a lot of ingredients, and some of the ingredients that it can hide include phthalates, which is endocrine disruptor, but it also can hide some of the more potent allergens. And you just don't. So you can be the most astute consumer and know everything that's in your product and think it's as safe as you would want it to be. But then because of that word fragrance, you're absolutely, that's a black box. You absolutely right. don't know what's in it.
And let me ask you, I know it's different from nutritional products, and I've dealt with that, and food, they're really stringent in listing the ingredients. With makeup, can they just decide to put whatever they want to put? Do they at least have to be honest with the first top ingredients, or can they just really, really leave it vague?
One of the only bright moments in the law around personal care products is that you do have to list all of the ingredients by order of concentration, except for flavors and fragrance. So aside from those two, you will have to list what the ingredients are.
So at least they've got to put the major ones in. They just hide it in the proprietary or the fragrances or the dyes or coloring
right.
stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
Is there anything listed? I know you've got this website that people go to, but what about when they're in the stores? Can they look on a package and see EWG verified and say, oh, I'm going to take that one and not this one?
Absolutely, yeah. The EWG verified mark is on pack. So you would be able to see it on pack. But you can also, the Skin Deep app has a barcode scanner. And if you scan the barcode and you go to Skin Deep, you'll see all of the verified products there as well. So when the product pops up on your smartphone, after you scanned it, it would say that it was an EWG verified product. Because as you can imagine, some of the products that are now verified probably have older packaging on shelves that don't have the mark just yet. So just to be sure, you can scan it at point of sale.
Okay, so people can actually have their phone and look at products and look on your website or on an app. Do they go right to the website, or do they have an app they can go to?
We have an app. It's called EWG's Healthy Living App.
Oh, great.
And it looks at our ratings for both personal care products and food.
That's great. You know, I think this segment really been an eye-opener for many people. As a nation, more and more people are scrutinizing what they eat and drink, but it's time to add what we put on our skin to that list. So it's such a great time. Where can people go? Because I had a different URL. Tell us the one that you had, the EWG.org/...
Skin Deep.
Skin Deep, okay.
One word, yeah.
Skin.
And, you know, just going to EWG.org, that's our main website, so you will find all of our properties on there as well. But EWG.org/SkinDeep is our Skin Deep website.
Great. Now, the last minute or so we have, for those people living under a rock that may not have heard of Environmental Working Group, can you share briefly who they are? What else do they do for us?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and we're dedicated to protecting human health and the environment. We are based in D.C., and our overall mission is to empower people to live healthier lives in a healthier environment. And so we have produced resources like Skin Deep, which rates personal care products based on hazardous ingredients, as well as a healthy cleaners guide, which does the same for cleaning products and food. We have a food database as well, but we also work on contaminants in tap water and streams and rivers, air quality. So we definitely look at the environment as a whole and then look at the aspects of the environment that affect public health and educate the consumer about how to make positive choices to aid their public health.
So it's a great resource for multiple things, not just what we eat, drink, makeup, air. It's pretty much you're the referee there. You're like saying, hey, this goes, this doesn't. Watch out for this. So you're really keeping people up to date. So I commend you for that.
Thank you. I definitely would like to think that we do that. So it's good to get the validation. Thank you so much.
That's good. You got a great job. You wake up knowing, hey, I'm going to make a difference. And, you know, you're changing so many lives. Who knows how many people listen to us right now? They go, oh, my goodness. No wonder I'm getting swollen lips after I put this lipstick on. I could be allergic. Or I'm sneezing after I put the eyeliner on.
And even if you're not having immediate reactions, it's all about the long-term reactions.
True.
The effects that you may be having that aren't manifested immediately. You know, there are, it's a concern. It's a concern, and I'm glad to talk about it because more people should know that the products on store shelves don't necessarily meet their, what they would expect to be a level of safety.
Right. Well, thanks so much for being here, Nika, and for sharing this very important topic. To learn more about the Environmental Working Group's verified lists to avoid unhealthy ingredients in skincare products and cosmetics, visit ewg.org/deepskin and be sure to sign up for their free newsletter so you can stay current with all the latest on protecting your health and those of the people and family that you care about. You can also follow them on Twitter at EWG. And for my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. Stay up to date with all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.